This is Dr. P, inspirational speaker and chiropractic neurologist. Welcome to the Daily Inspirational Podcast. If you want to experience things you've never experienced before, you have to do things that you've never done before. So recently, about a week ago, I took a trip to Southern Florida, to Miami, by myself. I've traveled all over the world, but this was the first time I ever traveled alone with no agenda. Of course, Southern Florida is filled with sunshine in the middle of March, so that was a definite bonus, but I really could have done this anywhere. I was hoping to basically clear my mind of all the thoughts and all the experiences of my life and just kind of sit in purity and see what happens. Well, that was certainly interesting, I can tell you that. When I first got there, I walked around for a few hours, just kind of feeling my way through things and hoping that I would sit down and get some clarity. But it didn't happen right away. As a matter of fact, I felt a little more anxious than I had in quite some time. But I trusted the fact that this would pass and that I would learn something. You probably heard me talk on other podcasts about mental detoxification and, you know, temporary isolation. Well, this was kind of the ultimate of those axioms. I want to share with you just a couple of things that I learned while I was going through this. Maybe it'll help you. I don't know. One of the first things was, one of the reasons I'm there is because life is difficult. I'm sure it's hard for you too. We have so many things to consider on a daily basis. And because we're human and because our environment is negative, we're like a magnet for negative thoughts and behaviors. And I am no exception, that's for sure. I just kept pondering my emotional state and all these negative feelings that kept welling up in me. I didn't realize how much bitterness and anger and resentment to things that have happened in my life that I continued to focus on. I sat in this Italian coffee shop for a couple of hours, just watching people go by. I watched their mannerisms and I listened to some of their conversations. I watched them together. I saw so many things. Some of them were disturbing. I watched people argue and, you know, become inflamed and angry, and others who were just holding hands and loving each other. And I kept thinking to myself, what do I want? What do I want for my life? And it wasn't very difficult. Of course, I want to experience love and compassion on a consistent basis. But to do that, I can't be stuck in bitterness and anger and resentment. So I started letting that stuff go, and I began to think about all the things in my life that have stimulated me to think this way. And something really profound happened to me. I started thinking about how I've set my life up, how I've built this armor around me to protect me from all the negative things that have happened to me. Have you ever done this? I mean, we've lived a lot of experiences in life. Some are very painful. There's abuse, there's rejection, there's, you know, there's discipline, there's all these things that have happened to us throughout our lifetime that are really difficult for us. And at some point, we've created a sense of protection around ourselves, which I will in this moment consider an armor. It was there, it's been placed there by us to protect us from all the nasty crap that has happened to us and that could potentially happen to us again. And I thought about that for a while. And then I realized, I need to let this go. If I don't let it go now at this stage of my life, then I will never be able to spread my wings and fly throughout the last few chapters of my life. I want to feel love, compassion, connection, fulfillment. That's what I want. Now that I began to understand that, I realized I need to get rid of that armor that protected me in the past. If I don't, it'll drown me. Think about this. Imagine being on a boat out on the ocean, and you've got a 50-pound backpack filled with sand, and somebody pushes you in the water, it's pretty probable that you're going to drown, as that sand, that heavy weighted pack, is going to take you to the bottom. This was what was going on in my head. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I've been carrying so much crap for so long that there's no way that I can feel free. Nothing would be more free than to jump in the water with no clothes on and just feel liberated. I want that. I wanted that. I just didn't realize that I didn't have it because I didn't understand it. And this trip helped me to understand it. Letting go of the things that protect your ego is paramount if you want to be free to be the person you want to be. To be the person in a loving relationship. To be that person that leads others at work. To be that person that is a wonderful father or mother for their children. You really have to let go of all these painful things that happened in the past. I mean, I know life is tough, man. You know it is too. There's a lot of junk that goes on. But it's not what happens or happened to you. It's about what you're going to do in reaction to it. I don't want to sit and listen to the world. Everybody will tell me that if they did this to you, then you should strike back. Really? That's just adding more sand into the backpack. I don't want to do that. I want to stop doing that. I hope you feel the same way. If you're not there today, at least listen to me. At least listen. You know, I'm sure you've probably listened to other podcasts and other people, and there's a message always waiting for you. But for many of us, that message goes in one ear and out the other. And I ask you, when will it be your time to really focus and change your life based upon the message that you hear? If you get up tomorrow and you do the same thing over and over, you're going to feel the same way that you did the day before. And it's going to keep carrying over and over and over until a point where you just realize, what's the use? Then you'll be the living epitome of bitterness, anger, and resentment. And that's all you'll ever attract in your life. There was something else that I was struggling with when I was there. I shouldn't say when I was there, just I struggle in general. You know, moving up to the later 50s in my life, 59 now, and I'm looking around at all these youthful people and I'm thinking, time has passed me by. You know, this is it. You're on the downslope and, you know, it won't be long. You won't be here. And then I thought, you know, that's age. I'm not getting old. And what I realized was I'm just energy. I'm just a spirit that's taken up inside this physical body. I don't care if this physical body is old or young in chronological age. What's amazing about myself, and I want you to feel the same way about yourself, is that you're nothing but pure energy. There's a God somewhere that put you here and has a plan for you. You must know that. Every once in a while, you just have to stop and understand that. That you are energy created by something far greater than you could ever understand. And that energy is not old, it is timeless. Which means you are timeless. I don't care if the body wrinkles and the joints get uncomfortable. Your spirit is timeless. Your struggles and everything that you go through, this is inspirational to other people, and you probably don't even know it. The things you go through, the things you struggle through, other people are watching. You may never hear from them, but you will have an impact upon them based upon how you respond to the ever-changing winds. As you know, you cannot change your sails. Excuse me, you cannot change the wind, but you can change your sails. You can react to it in any way you want. As I began to feel all this, I started walking around Miami with a real light feeling. I didn't feel the heavy weight anymore of the bitterness and the anger. I didn't feel my age anymore. I just felt light, like the spirit that I am. And I'm telling you, I felt reborn. It was a little scary because I haven't been there. But then I realized there's so much more I want to do with my life. But I couldn't do it with all that extra weight that I was carrying. The messages just kept coming. And I realized this one thing, that I really need to tune out the negative frequencies of the world. I just need to focus on what's beautiful and right in front of me. And as I walked on the beach and down the boardwalk, I just started to train myself to look at everything around me and to really focus strongly on the things that made me feel a sense of joy. Watching a couple holding hands in love walking down the beach, that's what I locked my eyes and my attention to, and it made me feel really good. Sure, there was some riffraff at night and some things going on, and I just decided to look away from it and move away from that energy. Once I found the energy that I wanted, I would focus on it, and then I would smile, stand up tall, and move closer to it to be part of it. I could feel my attraction to things that were loving and beautiful. And it wasn't difficult. It just took a moment to tune out the negative junk of the world and to then focus on anything I could that was beautiful in my environment. Now, I know you can do this anytime because I did it. And I continue to do it today. By being there in Miami, I learned a lot of things because I took time to be in isolation. I took time to remove the negative things. And I let that message from the good Lord above just resonate within my heart and soul. And it really taught me some amazing things. One thing that I really understood is that nothing is impossible. Nothing. Think about the word impossible. The first two letters are I am, and the last is possible. That means that I'm possible. Anything I want, I can manifest, I can have it. It takes discipline. It takes consistency. But I know I can have it. I am unbridled, beautiful, and pure energy. And for that reason, as long as I continue to polish who I am and the reason I'm here, then I will attract the things that I need in my life. All you have to do is start. Start doing what, doctor? Think. Think different. Tune out the world. Think of all the wonderful things that are going on around you. Observe those things, move towards them, and try to integrate with them. See somebody who's doing something difficult and help them, and then smile and engage them. It's very simple. You know who does this really well? A dog. Go home to your dog. What does your dog do? Tails wagging, loves you like crazy, sits on your lap, anything. That dog just seems to know what we don't know. Block out the negative things, bring in the happy things, and life just incredibly improves. Improves so fast, you won't even believe it. Your life is nothing more than a myriad of emotions that you experience every day. And if those emotions are bitterness, anger, and resentment, then it's going to be a very painful, difficult life with a crappy ending. If that's what you want and that's where you're going, God love you. I don't want to be there. In isolation, going on a trip by myself, taught me many, many things. And realistically, what I really got out of this is that all those answers that I seek were already inside of me, and I just needed to remove the filter in order to receive them. I don't think that there's any outward purpose that I needed to find. My purpose is already in me. I just needed to find it and to be able to nurture it and to be able to use it in the service of other people. And that's why I made this podcast. So I hope that you will maybe consider a little bit of isolation from the world for a short period of time and listen to your inner voice. Let it guide you to peace and happiness. This is Dr. Pete wishing you a happy day. I'll see you next time on the Daily Inspirational Podcast.